Yeah, I know. Books sound boring. They just kind of sit there on the shelf. I've heard it all before. Heard all the excuses about not reading that can be heard. But go to audiblepodcast.com/roundaboutshow right now and sign up for your free Audible account and get download a free audiobook. Just about anything on the store, nearly 80,000 titles, you can have a free audiobook. So go there, audiblepodcast.com/roundaboutshow. Get yours today. Do it for us. Do it right now. So welcome to Roundabout, everyone. This is episode number 66. We're doing things a little bit differently this week. Due to the time crunch here at Autoline, we've got a lot of work to do getting the show ready to go down to the Detroit Auto Show. So we're recording this on a bit of a shoestring, wouldn't you say, Ben? A little bit different setup than
normal.
That's
right, Craig.
You were just chomping at the bit to say that, weren't you?
We also don't have our sound effects to roll in, so any sound effects we do...
We done in post.
Will be performed by me live.
Not done in post?
I can do horse.
Can you do level up?
So, well, that's something. That'll get us a webinar award or whatever it is.
A shorty. Vote for us in the shorty awards. Shortyawards.com.
What was that
in
website?
In humor.
In the humor category, shortyawards.com.
Sounds like a plan. I already voted. Vote early, vote often for the great white city, right?
Colin's
never mind.
Not here.
Never mind.
You have no culture if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh God.
It's an obscure reference to a 19th century shooting gallery. You've never heard of it? For shame! So, all right. So, in honor of the North American International Auto Show kicking off next week, press day start on Monday, yes, we are doing a little preview, as it were, of the Detroit show. So, we've got the usual suspects on this week. We've got Jefferson Ross down in Jacksonville.
Soon to be up in Detroit covering the show.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. Got to stop by the Toyota booth where Autoline will be webcasting live from noon to 3, is it, Ben?
Correct-ish.
Correct.
Are you using that U-Live thingy again?
We're using the Live U.
We're live viewing ourselves.
Even better.
I'm gonna have a sign. I'm gonna have a sign in the background saying something. I haven't decided what yet, though.
Okay.
Well,
it will not be appropriate.
And Michelle can cook something up when she gets up here.
Yeah, when I get there.
Uncomfortable pause. Yeah.
When I get there.
If you get here, I mean, there's some travel issues. I don't. I had on my calendar you were coming in today, but.
Well, that yellow taxi got lost on the way to the airport.
Called a Mustang, right?
Yes.
That is the one and only guffaw of what's his name? Oh, yeah, it's Stephen Ewing.
Hey.
I want to auto-tune that. Hey.
Oh, my God. Can I do a Rihanna background to it? Hey.
Please.
Hey.
Beautiful.
Ben has a wake
apnea. So who's going to be Keisha where your goal for 2011 is not to be a douchebag?
Ooh, my goal for 2011 is to be a douchebag.
Doon, doo, doo. And Eric Tritko, Dearborn.
Little Baghdad, yes, sir.
Are you all suited up, ready to go for the show?
As ready as I'll ever be.
That's good. Got your walking shoes on or your indoor tires on your electric mobility scooter?
Yes. Yes,
right.
I do.
Very good. Glad
I have Blitzax for the winter weather.
Yeah, Blitzax for going up that slippery sidewalk, getting into Cobo Hall. Anyway, so we've got a wonderful list of some of the vehicles that will be coming up, being shown in Detroit next week. And the first one we've got on the list is the Buick Verano. Eh? What do you guys think of that?
Horrible name.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of frumpish looking in pictures. I mean, I'll reserve judgment until I see it in person, but it looks a little chode-like.
It's very frumpish.
Do I have to bleep that?
I think you should.
But I don't understand. What is the difference between that and the Regal? I mean, it's just a little bit shorter.
It's 2 inches. Little tiny bit smaller. That's it.
And considerably wider in relative to its length.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
No.
So basically, it's a short, fat little Regal.
It's the
new
Cadillac.
It's the Danny DeVito of the Buick lineup.
It's
is this name your name your co-driver or whatever? What's the name of that game?
Top Gear.
No, that we play. The one
name. Your roadmates.
Name your roadmates?
Yes.
Meet your roadmates.
That one.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Have we really been off the air this long that we don't remember anything?
No, Michelle is just that high right now.
Oh, my God. No, I'm serious.
She gets the medical, if you know what I mean, down there in California.
Is the Buick Verano the new Cadillac Cimarron? I mean, because it is the cruise chassis.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not that bad. Honestly, the problem with the Verano is just that people are going to walk into the Buick showroom and they're going to be like, oh, wow, that Regal's really cool. Wait, this one's cheaper. And it's got the same engine. It's going to be able to have the turbo shortly after it launches. Mm-hmm. And it's not as good looking as the Regal, I don't think. Especially with those weird chrome slanty things over the...
They're gills, aren't they?
No, they're just weird. And then Buick has decided to lie again with its portholes. And it put...
Dirty.
Damn portholes.
Put six of them in there. And there's only... It's only a four-cylinder.
Is this a lie like the Volt was a lie?
Yeah, this is exactly...
GM lies. I mean,
GM
just,
lies.
GM lies.
They're continuing their...
They're like Kwame Kilpatrick. Pathological liars.
Well, if we go back to the 50s, I believe, there were six holes and eight portholes.
Yeah,
there were six holes and eight holes.
Those corresponded to the engine size. A V6 had three.
No, I think the eights, you could still, there were three portholes. It was a trim level, wasn't it?
I remember they made a big stink about when they did the super versions of the LaCrosse and the Lucerne and
years
back. They made a big deal about how they added two extra portholes to reflect the eight-cylinder engine.
Mm.
The Lucerne is probably the blandest car I've ever seen.
The Lucerne
right after
is,
the DTS.
Hey, the
more
DTS
boring
is awesome.
And less desirable, even less desirable.
Ben just said in the chat room, we're talking about how many holes we can violate on a Buick.
The Buick Lucerne is what DTS owners rent.
Yes, that's true. Where did the Verano name come from, Steven?
Verano?
Verano?
Verano.
Is that a city in Italy?
I don't know.
Like Murano?
I'm not aware of any other countries outside of the good old United States.
It's the Ask Nina.
I'm just glad that Buick's not going with like a three-letter designation like Lincoln or Cadillac.
Yeah.
The Buick VRM.
Yeah. Verm. That'd be fun.
The Verm.
So,
the Verm.
So I think we're in agreement, guys, that we're pretty not excited to see the Verano.
No. Hey, it's brown.
It's better than a Prius.
Brown is... Hey, Zune was...
Is it Acura Brown?
Brown is in now.
No, it's Buick Brown, and it is better than a Prius.
Yeah.
Yep, what isn't?
Well, in more exciting news, Steven, why don't you tell us about this Hyundai
Velociraptor. Velociraptor. It's cool. It's a coupe, but it's actually a hatchback, and it has three doors.
Why is it
but that makes it not a coupe.
Frumpish. But it's totally not a coupe. It's a hatchback. Hyundai keeps calling it a coupe, but it's a hatchback. Terrible. But they're doing the whole three-door coupe thing like Saturn did, only this time it's going to work. Yeah. they've showed us the teaser so far, and on the passenger side, it's got two fully functional swing-out doors. And then on the driver's side, there's just the driver's door. But I can say I have seen it, and it looks totally awesome.
Does it look like that illustration?
I cannot say.
You can. It's Monday.
Oh, it is. It is Monday. Yeah, it kind of looks like it. there you go.
Oh, it's not Monday. It's Friday.
Well,
I mean, if the juke pisses off people, do you think this is going to piss off people?
No, I think this is going to be totally fine. And I think the fact that it's supposed to get about 40 miles per gallon, but still be relatively fun to drive, unlike, you know, the CRZ, which is not bad to drive, but gets really piss poor fuel economy.
Why does it only have three doors?
Because it doesn't need four.
Excuse me. This reminds me of the 1998 Ford Windstar when the company was either too lazy or unable to come out with dual sliding doors, so they extended the driver's door by like 6 inches. And look how easy it is to get in the back rows!
That was due to the placement of the fuel filler door, I believe.
Was it?
And it would be too costly to re-engineer the whole vehicle, so they said, let's let a little midget train squeeze behind the driver's seat.
Little people. It's little people.
It is.
Isn't it, Michelle?
That's right.
You do a blog about stereotypes, don't you?
I do.
Oh. What were we talking about again?
The molester.
The velociraptor.
Yeah, the velester.
Velester. Terrible name, by the way. Just Chester. Like Verano.
I don't know. I think I'm just glad they didn't call it Tiburon or, you know, something like that.
So Nazi. Sonata. Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's a hatchback car. Is it going to be a hybrid?
It is not going to be a hybrid. It's going to have a brand spanking new 1.6-liter direct injection four-cylinder. It's going to have Hyundai's very first dual-clutch transmission, which is kind of cool for them and kind of cool for us. And you will still be able to get it with a good old-fashioned six-speed manual.
Fancy that.
Look at all those four cylinders coming out in this show. Is there anything that I can do a burnout in?
No. I don't know. You could probably do a pretty decent front drive burnout in the Velester.
There is no decent front drive burnout. Sorry.
Oh, sure there is.
Does not exist.
Ford Focus RS 500?
Doesn't exist.
It's Calibre SRT4. Very decent front drive burnout.
Calibre?
Which reminds me, Chrysler, this is sort of random, but Chrysler, they released a press photo of the Calibre SRT4 doing a burnout, and they tried so hard to make it look like it was a rear drive burnout. Mm-hmm. But they failed so miserably.
They didn't put the dry ice in the right spot?
No, it just, you could totally tell it was this big old front drive burnout. And
well,
it was funny.
Speaking of performance, Eric, our next story, something that should be a rocket ship.
Should be. And it's a little unclear of which of the 19 versions that's been rumored of this car is actually going to show up. Because last year they showed off the Porsche 918 Spyder hybrid in several places. And now they don't know if it's going to be the actual Spyder, if it's going to be a coupe, if it's a hybrid, or if it's going to be a non-hybrid that's shown off. So that's sort of the intriguing thing at this point about it. If it's, as some rumors have it, it will be a coupe version with a hussied up version of the twin turbo V8 found in the Panamera and the Cayenne, tuned up to about 600 horsepower. So that could be very cool. On the other hand, it's probably going to cost about $400,000. So,
ooh.
Well, you figure if the hybrid version is going to be like $650, $675, that the regular non-hybrid version would be. Slightly less. You know, but it looks cool. Like the styling. I think it'd be an awesome car. Certainly looks like a worthy successor to the Porsche Carrera GT, which, by the way, if you want one of those motors, is for sale on eBay for just $125,000.
Is that what you do all day?
Chump change.
It was posted on WebRides TV this week.
WebRides?
Oh.
Yes. So I'm interested. The only issue that I'm going to have about seeing that debut is that it's at 6:30 in the morning on Monday.
It is.
But they feed
really
you breakfast.
Early.
Yeah, they better have some Turkish coffee or something there to make sure I'm awake.
Y'all, happy that ending. Is like 2:30 in the morning my time. It's not happening.
Wait. 2:30 in the morning is when you go to bed. What are you talking about? You should
exactly.
still be
exactly.
I think I'm going to puke when I see Joel Fetter drinking a. energy drink that early in the morning.
Oh my god.
Like I can't smell him. I've tried him before and it just grosses me out.
Oh god, yeah.
Joel is a drink. Better? That's disgusting.
This will be Joel at 6:30 in the morning. Hey guys, how's it going? What's going on? Isn't this gonna be great? I'm so excited to be here. This is gonna be awesome.
Doesn't he yet realize auto shows suck? They're just a lot of work.
Well, if he's gotta drink all the Monster anything, I don't know.
Jeff has sleep apnea. He's Oh, wait, that's not falling asleep. That's not breathing when you're sleeping. I'm sorry.
Either way, it's not good for you.
But it's a hilarious disease. Doesn't it sound funny? Mm-hmm. Michelle has awake apnea.
I like when my dog snores.
Oh, boy. Well, were we talking about cars or something?
How you doing, girl?
Porsche.
Michelle, speaking of girls, you've got the next story. Something.
It's not about a girl, no.
But your name is next to it.
It is about Volkswagen's new mid-size sedan, cleverly called the NMS.
You know they're going to call it the Passat.
I know. Yeah, it's
they
it's
did this whole BS when they were debuting the Jetta. They were like, it's our NCS, new compact sedan. And then it came out, they were like, look, it's a Jetta.
Should call it the lame compact sedan.
We'll see. I am looking forward to the coupe version, though.
Well, they couldn't call it the B.
So yeah, they're revealing it at their plant instead of at Detroit, right?
Well, they're doing it with for a coupe? View at the plant on Sunday, and then officially showing it to the world on
Monday.
Yes.
I bet you they're not going to call it the Passat. It's going to be something weird. Some desert wind again. They're running out of names for that.
Oh, God.
The Volkswagen water spout.
No, it'll be... They'll put two words together like Tiguan. So take...
Tiguan.
Water spout and...
The Passat.
And it's the Wellifant.
Oh, it is the Wellifant.
Someone's smoking.
It would be a combination of bland and sedan. Placidand?
Placidand?
Placenta?
I didn't say it!
Ding, ding. Afterbirth?
I didn't say it!
There it is. It's the Volkswagen Placenta.
From now on.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think afterbirth would be more... Never mind.
But you know what? They're gonna they would spell it something like P-L-A-S-S-E-N-T-A.
C-C.
And put an EOS on the end.
Or the circumcenta. It sounds like we trimmed it down, but no.
Oh, dear.
Well, as long as it's not called the Briss.
I don't know. Volkswagen Placenta CC has a ring to it.
I like Volkswagen Placenta CC.
I like it, too.
Priceless.
When you're done with it, you can dry it out and make
a lampshade. Hey, can we get... Not Natalie, with Nina on the phone and see what she says.
Michelle, is there any other news to share about this car that we didn't already know?
This is one of those painful reveals, isn't it? I think it's so long awaited.
You mean it's
not
like
anymore,
makes the Fiesta it makes the Fiesta intro seem short?
Oh God.
Well, pretty much.
Explorer.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So another doozy on the reveals front, as it were.
Yeah, it's going to be a hoot.
Hoo-hoo. What a hoot!
What makes owls wise, if I can ask? Everybody thinks they're smart. Isn't that the...
Wasn't there an owl in Harry Potter or The Lord of the Rings or something?
No.
Harry Potter.
Henry Potter.
Okay.
What? Anyway.
Henry Potter?
Oh,
So Jeff has the next car, which is the Ford C-section.
Now, I think this is going to be one of the better vehicles at the show. C-section. It is the Ford C-Max, which is actually the Grand C-Max overseas.
So Ford they took the easy way out by shortening the name, as it were.
Well, they probably didn't want to confuse it with Grand Caravan, too.
Well, and that in overseas, yeah, I mean... What's kind of funny is today's Monday, isn't it?
Yes.
This is Monday?
This is Monday.
Because the other versions that they've shown at the auto show are actually the regular C-Max in Europe. And then what Ford is just calling the C-Max is the Grand C-Max, because only the Grand C-Max has the sliding doors.
And what those models he's talking about are the C-Max Energy, not
with
spelled
an
like
energy drink.
Yeah. That's not with eight. Not with a Y, with an I.
With a heart over the I.
Oh,
yeah.
I heart energy. And that is a plug-in hybrid. It's a plug-in hybrid. And then the other one is the C-Max Hybrid, which is Ford's next generation hybrid system, which will go on all its cars probably.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's really no information about any of that. So
the font they're using on the liftgate is questionable.
Speaking of the liftgate.
Yes.
Let's talk about the new feature.
Can I tell you something? Spellcheck does not like the word liftgate.
Oh, Spellcheck hates liftgate.
You add it to the
and
dictionary.
Energy. Let me tell you that.
And powertrain.
Oh, yeah, it hates powertrain. Sheet metal.
Placenta.
CC.
Splacenta. So what's this woman? She's dangling her tootsies under the bumper. Steven, maybe you could tell us about that.
Well, yeah, it's a system, and Ford's programmed it where if you have the key on you, like a smart key where you can, you know, passive entrance for the doors, you can wave your little foot underneath the rear bumper and the hatch will open. But what's kind of funny about this whole thing is Ford made a big deal saying that, you know, oh, industry first, blah, 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 blah. BMW did this with the 5 Series wagon that we don't get here in America. But the new Fiver wagon has one of these too.
Yeah, it's probably supplied by Continental or something, and they just
bought
it.
More than likely. Yeah. But it's still kind of cool, and of course there's, you know, all these images that Ford is filling our heads with of, like, it was a dark and stormy night and our hands were full of grocery bags and screaming children. And she just wanted to put them all in the hatch.
And run a pipe from the tailpipe up into the cabin and run the car.
Yeah, but that won't work anymore because the CO2 is too low.
It's damn it.
CO that kills you.
Or whatever it is. There's not enough emissions coming out of the tailpipe to do that anymore.
So
it's not a diesel.
I can't go get a C-Max and park it in my garage and end my life.
No. Yes, you can. Let's try.
Okay.
That'll be a feature story on Autoblog.
Yeah.
How I killed myself.
Next but wait, week, before I'm Roab 67.
It'll get more views, more hits than Zach's international feature story.
Before we probably do that, though, I'll put in an application with Autoblog.
Do that, and then you can write the feature story, How We Killed Our Fleet Manager.
Yes!
That son of a bitch deserved it. That's all I'm going to say.
All I have to say is, you know, if Audi's handing out cars there, you're doing better than you thought. Right, Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are we getting under the hood of the C-Max?
It's going to have two engines.
Is this the mispronunciation episode?
Engines?
I believe the base... It'll be the 2.5, right?
Yep, it's the 2.5 from the Fusion.
Yep, and then the 1.6 EcoBoost, putting out something like 600 horsepower and 7,000 foot-pounds of torque.
So it's like that Audi e-tron, then.
The 10-speed manual.
It's made by Schwinn. It's a supplier.
It even comes with a helmet.
Mm.
And a bell. Ching, ching.
Does it come with a basket, though?
No, it's a minivan. It doesn't need a basket.
Oh, yes. I had streamers and
the card and the spokes.
Yeah.
On your big wheel.
I was like a motorcycle.
Motra.
But it's actually a really cool-looking little van or MPV or whatever they're going to call it. Yeah. Multi-activity vehicle. It's a MAV.
It's bigger than it's a lot bigger than you think it is, too, because there's a couple that have been running around here, you know, all camoed up and... you go like, hey, is that the that is that. It's not bad looking.
They say it's the size of the original minivan.
Well, those things were frickin' tiny, the original Chrysler minivans.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be about the same size as the Mazda 5, and the Mazda 5 isn't small either.
No.
Mazda. Well, moving along.
It's a microvan.
It's a mini minivan.
It's a MAV.
Miniature van.
Which reminds me, why aren't we talking about that new Prius thingy bopper?
Because it's boring.
Eric loves Prius.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, I'm driving a hybrid.
I know, I'm not a fan. I'm just wondering, because it is kind of, you know, one of those things that you know is going to be like...
I will say that I'm anticipating to some point the coupe. The Prius coupe. I don't know if I'm going to say I'm going to like it, but they can't do any worse than the CRZ, so.
Ooh.
So speaking of cars, the next one on our list is the Chevrolet Sonique.
Did you call it the Unique?
Sonique.
Isn't that a music singer?
I don't know. It's the Chevrolet Sonic. It's Sonic good, apparently. Well, it's Sonic. It's got to be better than the Aveo.
Yeah, Craig, this looks an awful lot like an Aveo.
Does it now? Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to tell from the photos they've provided us with.
All I have to say are the headlights on this thing are the most godforsakenly bad things in the entire world.
So the Fiesta's better, would you say?
Yeah, the headlights, they're four round lamps, and they're huge. They're so big on the front of this car. And I've seen the sedan and the hatch of it, and the hatch is actually kind of good-looking from some angles, but the sedan just looks... Ugh.
Whoa.
Wilbur!
Oh boy,
wait, you know what's funny, Steven? Didn't we see one on the in Detroit this summer?
Yeah, we did. When you were here, we passed a prototype on the highway.
Yeah,
really?
I remember that.
It looks cuter as a zebra.
It does look cuter as a zebra. You're right.
Everything looks cuter as a zebra.
I want to be a zebra.
It's got the door handles integrated into the pillar, kind of like a juke.
Hmm. So what do we know? Can we make some guesses as to what this car will be powered by? Or perhaps you already know.
It's a Prius engine.
It's hedgehogs.
It's hedgehogs.
Sega.
Gold coins. And if you run into something, you lose all your coins all over the street.
Oh, no.
And then one of the Super Sanderstein brothers come behind and collect them all.
I'm so tired.
I'm so greedy.
Give me your money.
What can we assume this will have, like, the 1.4 turbo from the Cruise, or
you could assume that if you'd like,
but you'd be wrong, Craig.
I actually don't know. I'll be honest with you.
Steven doesn't know something,
but the Duramax.
I don't know.
What about Duramax?
It that is not a Duramax.
Awesome.
It would be awesome. Not that
the
it would
condom
even
or the engine.
Our next
it's ribbed
vehicle
for your pleasure.
Just like a hedgehog.
Ouch.
No.
I should be saying ouch.
Oh. God. So, Steven, you've got another vehicle you want to chat about. Coincidentally, you wrote this article on the Autoblog. I'm a little surprised.
How odd. I wrote something. It is perhaps the coolest thing.
And the most... Wait, your title? Coolest? Ready to cut and thrust.
Yep.
Is that somebody that gets pleasure from inflicting pain on themselves?
Only if Michelle inflicts it on me.
She's got a ball gag.
Emo sack.
She left one in Ben's apartment.
Ooh.
Ball gag.
It's the 1 Series M Coupe, kids, and it's really hot. It's a 1 Series.
And it still looks like something someone's cat threw up.
No, yeah, I love it.
The front end's really cool. It's the rear isn't not the really prettiest thing in the world. What's kind of lame about it though is we were all expecting this thing to have like 7,000 horsepower and, you know, do 0 to 60 in a second. But it's got the same twin turbo 3-liter inline six that you get in the Z4 with the IS package. It's the old twin turbo engine, but it's still, you know, 335 horsepower, 332 pound-feet of torque. That's not bad.
You spend $800 and get the ECU reflashed, and it'll be closer to 400.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it comes, it's going to be standard with the manual, and then they haven't confirmed anything, but we're pretty sure they're going to offer it with the dual clutch.
Does it ship with a failing fuel pump, too?
It does, in fact.
Because BMW drivers are such douchebags these days, they don't know how to drive manuals. Is that why they need a DSG?
No, I think it's just for track use. The DSG is faster. Shut up, Eric.
See, the funniest thing I saw, though, was a side-by-side picture with this next to the original E30 M3. and the one series 1M or whatever is larger than the original.
Oh yeah, the one series is it's a fatty little fat.
Yeah, is it a Jessica Leonard? Is that what you're saying?
It's a porky little thing, but I mean it's still
Silverano.
I'm gonna paste something in the chat here. Oh. Give me a moment.
You know what? I love this car. I cannot wait to see it in person because all of the pictures really remind me of my own car. So, you know, I think what people love is reflections of what they already have, right? It really does have, like, those lines that I love about my car, like the little fat hips. I love that.
Did they officially give the price yet, or isn't it going to be about 42 for this thing? 45?
They haven't officially priced it. Or did they? I don't remember off the top of my head. I think it's going to be not cheap. What's going to be tough is they have to – the reason why it's sort of, you know, underpowered is if they made it too good, it would be stepping on the toes of the M3, and they can't do that. So
because they need to sell all the $70,000 M3s they can to the
– Basically, I would be shocked if this thing started above 50, to be honest.
I was, right, yeah. Guys.
I put you since you mentioned fatty little fat, I pasted something in the chat for you all and in the rundown just below the one series. So you can check that out at your leisure.
Craig, fatty you fat, know who Maury Povich is?
I my mom had this on when I got home from school one day. And I was sitting there watching it in horror.
God, I'm not even that fat.
You and I together aren't even that fat.
You see, the guy who is like the world's fattest man is now suing the healthcare industry for letting him get so fat.
Yeah.
Like, child, please.
I mean, 230 pounds isn't bad if you're not a baby.
Right, you're
not
five.
She's not a baby. She's five, to be fair.
Still. Oh, my God.
The only five-year-old that should be 230 pounds is an English Mastiff.
Look at her arms.
Ugh. She's the Michelin baby.
Oh, God.
That's so wrong.
Those parents should be thrown in jail. That's cruel.
It's hilarious. Or not. Of course, if you're listening to the audio version of this, you can't have any idea what we're talking about, but perhaps we should put it in the rundown.
What should they Google, Craig?
FatKid.com. Baby Jessica Leonard. Jessica Leonard Maury Povich Show.
She's a 230-pound five-year-old girl.
That's
I'll tell
wealth.
You what, though.
That's wealth. This is, food.
She would never fall in a well.
Wait, the fact is that you actually remembered her name, Craig. That's more disturbing than her fatness.
No, I had to Google it, Michelle, or Bing it and decide. I just remembered the show laughing one day. What was that fat kid that was on there? So I looked it up and found it.
Oh, good.
Luke is very upset at you, Craig.
I'm not surprised.
I found that offensive.
Well, somebody can't. You mentioned my watch, so I better put it on.
He also mentioned that.
What?
He mentioned your watch jangling.
Yeah, he said he liked when I made the comment about you doing the thing with your watch.
Where? Which you haven't even owed yet. Ben's the one that carps about that.
Oh, God. You forget I went on this little thing called the road trip.
Yeah, I try to block it from my memory, you're right. Oh. Horrifying. Horrible.
Horrible.
So, yeah, M1 coupe. Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, yes. Once you don't call it the M1. Don't call it the M1.
Don't call it the M1.
Don't call it the M1.
Okay.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
The
resist the urge.
M coupe. Coupe.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. A little
cut
frumpy,
and thrust.
But, you know. And I believe, guys, that was the last vehicle that we had in our list for this week's program. So we have finished another episode of Roundabout. And look,
before we do that, yes. Even though I know we're trying to hurry along, real quick, what would be the surprise you would like to – let's go around the horn real quick. What would be the surprise you would like to see show up at the auto show this year?
Five Mitsubishis.
That would be their entire production run for the United States.
Yes. Yes.
Same with Lotus. Yeah. Real ones, though, not pretend cars.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
too tired.
Maybe the new 3 series. Phone. That might be fun.
Crank Jeff? Windows.
I don't know.
Actually, you know what's probably going to happen in typical Porsche fashion? It's not going to be the 918 that they bring to the show, and it's going to be the new 911. Because they're working on the new 911.
I said there's three of them running around Detroit, including a turbo, so.
I would like to see the new Viper, I think.
Yeah, you know.
I'm thinking that Chevy will show off the C7 Corvette.
It's a mid-engine, I heard.
I don't think so.
It's got a front engine and a rear engine.
And diesel.
E85.
Right. Turbine and it's a manual E85. Rear-drive station wagon.
With dual-clutch manual?
No, it's got 3 clutches.
Oh,
it's all new.
Clutch. The new technology.
The triple-clutch gearbox?
With steam power. It's a steam-powered hybrid.
Jay Leno got a ticket in his steam-powered car on
Cleveland
the 405.
Steamer, was it?
Oh, dear.
How odd would that be to drive a steam-powered car through L.A. traffic? I just can't imagine.
He whips around in all those funky cars that he has. I've seen him.
Have you shaken hands with him or bought him some frozen custard?
I actually, well.
Did you give him a quickie?
No, so,
I didn't ask that.
Jesus. So, you know, I used to be a producer on the Mr. Bill show. Like, oh, no, Mr. Bill. And so we actually did like a whole series of, you know, these Mr. Bill goes to Hollywood. And so I actually did get to, work with Jay Leno. And I was in some of the shows. So I played Mr. Bill's makeup girl. And
you were on the television?
I was on the televisions.
Hmm.
I know. Kind of crazy, huh?
Crazy.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
And there
it
is.
I sat in the chair. I sat in the chair and did a bit with Fred Willard as the host.
Willard Scott?
No, Fred Willard.
Fred Willard.
He's a legend.
He's awesome.
He's so legendary, God. I don't even know.
He's not that cool. Who is he from? The White City?
Mr. Bill was.
Ooh.
Is this some
Ben and I know who he is. So
Best
ben
in show.
Mr. Bill's Christmas special. There's Michelle in moon boots. Oh, no, that's some man. Child. Sledding. Okay, going down, got rope tied around his throat. Oh, dear. Now he's hanging from the apple cottonwood tree in the backyard. Uh-oh. This isn't going to end well. Yeah, we're
this
done here.
Good radio.
Yeah.
Good radio.
It's actually a really interesting story about Mr. Bill, because when it first started on Saturday Night Live, it was started by the guy who now owns the rights to Mr. Bill, and Ellen DeGeneres' brother was Mr. Hands. And they ended up on this huge lawsuit over, like, the rights to Mr. Bill. It's kind of funny. And Ellen DeGeneres' brother makes money off of everything that Mr. Bill does to this day, even though he was just the hands.
It sounds just as boring as it probably is.
Yeah, but it's kind right. of...
Like, is that Vance DeGeneres' hands right there? Wait for it, Ben.
She has man hands, by the way.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
Helen and Lance might be the same person. Who knows?
Helen and Ants. Yeah. So, yeah, that's interesting, Michelle.
Shut up, Craig.
I'm trying to wrap the show here, I guess. I don't know. You were on television. I never knew. You learn something new every day, every Monday.
And now you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
And, well, guys, I think with that, Michelle's pissed at me, but I think we can wrap the show.
No, I'm not. You're pissed at me because I called your car a junk bucket.
See, it was such. She enunciated very, very clearly.
Not a junker, a junk bucket. It was a term of affection.
Okay. If you want more hilarious antics like the ones you've experienced for the last 38 minutes and 51 seconds, you can watch us live every week except this week. On our website, we start at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 3:30 p.m. on the West Coast for Pacific
approximately.
Time. Go to our website, roundaboutshow.com. You can watch us live. You can also leave us a message on our Google Voice number. Just dial 1-559-ROAB-411. In numbers, that is 1-559-762-2411. We would love to hear from you. We're also on Twitter. We do the Twitter thing, twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also on Facebook, predictably, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. If you can't find us in either place, just search for us. Shouldn't have any trouble. It's Roundabout Show, your favorite podcast about stuff. If you never want to miss an action-packed episode, you can subscribe to this show on the iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace. Your choice. I'd recommend the Zune, but I'm partial. And with that, I think we can wrap this show up. But Ben, what was it from the beginning, the Shorty Awards?
Yes.
Plug that.
Make sure you go to shortyawards.com. Is there a /roundaboutshow in there?
There is. You can go to, shortyawards.com/roundaboutshow, and make sure you choose the humor category.
Yes. Choose the humor category, and make sure you tell them why you think we should be nominated for the humor category. Because if you don't put something after that ellipsis, that's the dot, dot, dot.
Of failure.
Of failure. Your vote doesn't get counted. So,
just like Florida.
So, want to say I nominate at Roundabout Show for a Shorty Award in hashtag humor because dot, 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 it's super sweet, guys.
Can you vote more than once?
No.
Discard?
If you vote more than once, it replaces your old vote.
Okay. Well, that's
so. We want to win.
So yeah, very good. And with that, we can bring this episode to a close. We thank all of you out there for listening, and we invite you to join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Diet Sprite.
Diet Sprite. I love my Diet Sprite.
I thought you liked Diet Cola.
I do like Diet Cola, but I already had it. I had 2 cups of coffee this morning.
Well, that's it? Living on the wild side.
Well, I just, don't try not to do too much caffeine.
You don't want to federize it.
Right. Yeah, I'm not on the feder schedule of, we should be on page 3 if our votes are correct. Let me look.
A federa?
No, we're on page 2.
What?
We're in 35th place, y'all.
Mule Pucky.
In what place?
Mule Pucky.
35th in humor.
We're within striking distance of first, maybe.